Sometimes things happen to us in life that leave a permanent mark. I'm thinking about the birth of a child. Sometimes the whole process of being born can leave a permanent mark. And for you mothers who've given birth, the whole birthing process can leave a permanent mark on you. There are marks that are visible. There are permanent marks that are invisible. Sometimes a person can leave a permanent mark on our lives. Now, you wouldn't know this about me, but that on my back, I have a permanent mark that goes down most of my back, and it's what's left over from a surgery that I had the year before I came here to St. Thomas Becket. And that year and that mark reminds me of a terrible time change in my life, dramatic change because of that surgery and that injury that came from, of all things, shoveling snow, that heavy kind. I actually can't see it. I've only seen it once, and it was when I was recovering in the hospital. You have to have two mirrors, you know, to see the mark. But every once in a while, someone will come up to me and say, "How did you get that scar?" And as I think about it, I don't really think of it so much as a scar, but as a sign of my life. It really is new life for me. As we enter into this Easter season, we hear today right away in the Acts of the Apostles that this really is the season of signs and wonders and witnesses. And in this week, we hear about that first sign of risen life from the words of Jesus, the sign of peace. Three times he says to the disciples, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." When we gather as a community, just before communion, we stop to offer one another a sign of peace. And today, just before we go, I'm going to sing that you and I go in peace. So what does it mean to be marked by the sign of peace? What is the peace of Christ that we share in as people of the resurrection? Today, in that reading that we heard from Revelation, really towards the beginning of that book, John says to those he's writing to, he says, "We share the distress, we share the kingdom, and we share the endurance that we have in Christ." The coming of Christ does not take away distress. In fact, all the people, the characters in the readings that we hear today, are living some various levels of distress. They are struggling to believe in the risen Jesus. They are struggling with the stress of what that means. We hear story after story of those who are afraid. It says the disciples, the doors were locked because they were afraid. John is writing to they talk about the seven lampstands. He's talking about the seven great churches in that region of Asia where he's writing. And all of those churches are under distress for all kinds of reasons. Some of them is because of what's happened to them. Some of them are self-inflicted wounds that they are living with. And he's saying to them, he's naming their distress so that he might announce the kingdom of mercy to them. But first they have to name it. What is the distress that's holding them back from believing more fully? And if you scratch enough between anyone, underneath anyone's distress, usually you'll find something that there is a fear. There is a fear at the core of that. I remember when I was going through my time before my surgery, how I had never had so much pain in my own life to the point of distraction. And I didn't know if I was going to be able to ever be relieved of the pain. It got so bad that I decided to give a name to it. I called it Irving. I'd say, "Irving, why are you so upset today?" It was the name my fear was, would I always be living with this pain? And it's important, I think, Jesus, by showing his wounds to the disciples, John calling out, what is the fear? What is the distress that holds us back? Today, Jesus offers them this kingdom of peace. He breaks through the doors that are locked, the doors of fear and distress, and he says, "Peace be with you." And he shows him the marks of the cross. That he's saying, you do not have to be trapped by your fear. He says to them in the gospel and in the revelation, he says to John, be not afraid. Yes, we have stress. We have pressures. We have fears. But we don't have to be our fear. We can be not afraid because he offers us a kingdom that is greater than our fears. The kingdom of mercy is what our psalm says today. It is an everlasting love. It is a love that is a permanent mark on us. It is a love that is stronger than our sin. It is a love that is stronger than our pain. It is a love that is stronger than our fears. It is a love that is stronger from our distress. And he says to Thomas, who doubted, and to all of those who are in distress, he said, place your distress, your wound in mine. Touch my wounds. These were not the scars of the cross in Jesus. These are the signs of the cross. The signs of a life that destroys death. And this becomes the endurance that he offers them. He said, it is a wound, a redeemed wound that can help you to forgive your wounds, to heal the marks, the scars, so that they might become signs in your life. And so he breathes on them this mercy and this new peace. And he says, I now call you to go forth to be signs of peace in the world, to be signs of healing and forgiveness in the wounds of Christ, the redeemed wounds of Christ. We can go forth as wounded healers ourselves to be living signs that there is a love greater than death. Today, Ainsley is going to be, has just been marked with that sign of the cross. It's a permanent mark that will now become define her. It is that mark of baptism. It is a mark of that eternal love. And it is a sign that each of us, though it is marked on our souls, is invited to become visible and be a sacrament of our lives. Today, as we gather with her, let us renew that permanent mark, that it might become that sign of the cross in our life, and that we might go forth from here to be signs of that peace.